1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
CM Punk slams WWE television and responds to a New Japan-sized challenge. Plus, Raw once again affected by COVID, and an NXT star is teasing a Monday night match. For Wednesday, April the 21st, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I'm leaving with the WWE Championship on July 17th, and hell, who knows, maybe I'll go defend it in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Maybe I'll go back to Ring of Honor. Hey, Colt Cabana, how you doing?
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cult of personality.
Hey, look, it's been a while since we had CM Punk related news on the Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast. It's been a hot minute since we talked about CM Punk in wrestling, and two different interviews have given us two different comments from CM Punk as it pertains to a return to professional wrestling. So we know that Will Ospreay has thrown out the challenge to CM Punk for a match for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Now, we'll get to that in just a moment, but let's start off with CM Punk's comments on Sports Illustrated on the discussion, as is always one to come round, on a possible return to WWE. He says, quote, "I've said no before in interviews. I'm not fishing for a deal. I get offered to do a lot of stuff, and I say no to 90% of it, just because my thing is I need to work with quality human beings. It just seems like maybe in pro wrestling there's a lack of quality human beings. I don't know. I like doing fun quality projects. If there is a fun quality wrestling project that gets sent my way, I will listen to it. I don't need the money. And the way the wrestling business is now, it's wacky. You've got WWE, who has multiple billion-dollar television deals, and the television is awful. I go back there, I'm just another guy. It's not even that. I'd be just another guy that's doing not good television. I want to do stuff that's good. I want my name attached to quality projects where it's fun and it makes people laugh, smile, and people don't hate watching it. I want to do fun stuff." There's been a lot of comments thrown about Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, mainly Monday Night Raw, in recent months. We've seen the ratings all over the shop for this particular show, and generally it feels like we're in a weird sort of malaise with WWE television right now, where there's a lot of it and not a lot of it is great, and CM Punk kind of speaking there for the company, on behalf of a lot of wrestling fans rather. Now, to the New Japan Challenge from Will Ospreay. CM Punk's answer is quite interesting here. This comes via an interview with Digital Spy. CM Punk says, "I don't want to give people false hope in answering Ospreay, but he is for sure somebody I've never wrestled before, and that interests me a lot more than, I guess, the corporate side of professional wrestling nowadays. New and different things are going to interest me more than doing the same old, same old. I always need new goals. I don't know. Let's see if he has it at the end of the summer, and then ask me the question again." It is very loudly, very proudly, not a no from CM Punk when it comes to taking on a match in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
It's that time again, better grab your balloons and invite your friends. See, bounce back on, yeah, strap them in. Look at me, everybody, I'm smiling big. On a road right now that I can't predict. Tell me tone that down, but I can't resist. Y'all know that sound, better raise your fist. The search begins, I'm back, so enjoy the trip. Huh? Oh, ain't that something? Drums came in, you ain't see that coming. Hands on my head, can't tell me nothing.
Monday Night Raw, the last couple of weeks, hasn't been on fire. since WrestleMania, there was quite a marked downturn in the general vibe around WWE TV following WrestleMania 37. A very safe, bland Raw after Mania, followed by 7 days later, a very similar episode of Monday Night Raw. So Monday night show, it's not going to be one that we remember for a long, long time. It felt very much like a rerun of Raw after Mania 37. We had the Viking Raiders and Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander in the mix. We had the New Day getting involved with Elias. We had the Miz and Damian Priest working together. Basically, a lot of it felt like a rerun, and that might be just because it was. So WWE was short-handed after WrestleMania. This is partly because a few superstars had COVID-19 related symptoms and they were kept from the show as a precaution. Now, those stars have not been named, so we can't tell you who they are. But it looks as if it affected Monday Night Raw as well. Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer says that there has actually been another COVID-19 outbreak within WWE, which is why two episodes of Raw were so similar. They're simply using a very limited number of stars in a very limited capacity. This is just the latest COVID-19 outbreak within WWE. There's been several since this pandemic began, and it led to Raw being changed around quite a bit on Monday night. One of the changes for Monday Night Raw was a match featuring Randy Orton. We were set to see Orton take on Braun Strowman. That was what was advertised in the run-up to the show. However, lastminute.com, that was changed to an impromptu match between Randy Orton and Riddle. And it was during that match that there is some concern Randy Orton suffered an injury. Dave Meltzer has more. He says, quote, "I don't know the extent of what happened, but Randy Orton hurt his shoulder. He was fighting out of the corner and Riddle went to give him an exploder. Randy didn't take an exploder. He blocked it and he pulled back and did this very dramatic punch. And he punched him. And then from that point forward, he could no longer use his right arm. He was throwing forearms with his left arm. It looked horrible. But it was like one day when he punched the mat and his shoulder went out." So that's, if you recall that from, I think it was a Monday Night Raw from some while ago, when he punched the canvas and just like that, he popped his shoulder out. Orton's had quite a few issues with his shoulder over his career, and there are some concerns that that injury may have reared its ugly head. We don't know any more about the condition of Randy Orton this morning, but we will let you know more as we know more at cultaholic.com. What we do know is Raw viewership is back under the 2 million mark. It was feeling good going into WrestleMania and coming out of WrestleMania, floating around 2.02 last week, back now down to 1.9 million. Now, the reason that last week had such a big increase was, of course, it was the Raw after Mania. There's a lot of a big energy going into that show, not the energy that we saw from Raw after Mania, unfortunately. And it actually made last week's Raw the highest since the Legends Night Raw back on January 4th that had 2.1. So there was probably hopes the company could maintain staying above 2 million, but a week later, they're back where they were before. So this is how the 3 hours of Raw break down. Started off well with 2.017 million, which was a little bit back on last week for the first hour, that is. The second hour dropped to 1.9, and by the third hour, we were at 1.7. It is that difficult third hour that constantly brings the average down with WWE. You can't just say, let's get rid of the third hour. That's because there's so much money wrapped up in that third hour of wrestling that WWE would... I mean, I know money isn't a massive issue for WWE. I mean, they announced... it was revealed by Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics. They made $6.2 million on tickets alone from WrestleMania. So, and we all know they're doing all right for money. But even so, when you've got sponsorship commitments, you can't just go, right, we're not doing a third hour anymore. Bye. Not how it works. Something needs to be done about this bloated Monday Night Raw setup and how to... It's the constant problem, how to keep that show fresh. It's not ours to worry about anymore. We don't do graded anymore. So that's nice. We could see an NXT star appearing on Monday Night Raw soon, though.
I'm your new United States champion! And trust me, it's going to be like that for a long, long time. And you're probably asking, Shamey, how did you do it? Well, I'll tell you how I did it. I'll tell you how I didn't do it. I didn't do it by being a nice fella or making reckless decisions. I made it by doing the absolute opposite. So here's the crack. Here's the deal to everybody. I'm going to be your fighting champion. That's right. Your fighting champion. Which means I'm going to issue an open challenge for my championship each and every week on Monday Night Raw.
All right, what you heard there, I fabricated, but it could be a thing. So Sheamus throwing out open challenges now to anybody who wants to fight him for the US Championship. The open challenge is there for them to take. One person who made it public that might be something they want to do is Pete Dunne, who put out a quote retweet to Sheamus's open challenge. And it was just a gif of him post-match following a victory and giving a little shrug as if, why not? Like a little knowing shrug. So Pete Dunne potentially rocking up to face off against Sheamus on Monday Night Raw. I mean, Dunne at the moment, he's just come out of a rivalry with Kushida on top. So Dunne's doing great things. He has said that he wants to be the best technical wrestler in the world. He wants someone on NXT to prove him wrong. There's still some mileage in that storyline. But it doesn't stop Pete Dunne from popping up onto Monday Night Raw and maybe putting Sheamus through his paces. Just a thought.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On Grilling JR this week, Jim Ross says that All Elite Wrestling is getting ready to get back on the road. JR says AEW is getting the schedule together. Looks like we're going back on the road pretty aggressively beginning in July. Getting back in front of a live audience is a blessing. I can't wait. I will help everybody's work. You can't help but feed off the adrenaline of the people and the audience surrounding you. It should be cool. So with WWE saying that they are planning to get back to live shows, but not giving any solid dates, we do understand that SummerSlam will be in front of a live crowd, but AEW putting it out there via JR, come July, they're getting back on the road again. Former WWE star Ken Doan, aka Kenny from Spirit Squad, aka Kenny Dykstra, has retired from wrestling. He put out a tweet saying, "I've decided to retire from in-ring wrestling. When I started at 13, I thought I'd retire at 40, but smart investments over time have allowed me to be done now. I'm in my prime, and that will go towards my family and being a father. Thanks to the fans who stuck by me." Fair play to Ken Doan, who's got to a point where he can retire on his own terms. Surely that's the dream, isn't it? And finally, we pay homage to Jim Steinman, the producer for stars such as Meatloaf and Bonnie Tyler. Jim Steinman passed away at the age of 73. Why are we paying homage on a wrestling podcast to Jim Steinman? Well, obviously, Jim Steinman, a legend of music, and we should all pay homage to Jim Steinman. But he has wrestling connections, and it was Jim Steinman who produced the wrestling album in the 80s. This was long before the WrestleMania song, before Slam Jam in the 90s, before Simon Cowell wanted to get involved with the wrestlers. Jim Steinman produced the wrestling album, which featured the WWF stars singing their theme tunes and a whole bunch of other stuff. You will know some of the iconic songs that came from that album, like these.
Right? messing with a country boy. Don't mess with a country boy.
Classics in there that you know, I'm sure, including probably that one. Jim Steinman, the producer of the wrestling album, passing away at the age of 73. We send nothing but love to the friends and family of the great Jim Steinman. On Twitch today, 2 p.m. British summertime, Legend of Zelda again. You and I are going back to Hyrule for a couple of hours to take us on an adventure, possibly, hopefully, finishing the Forest Temple today. That's the optimism that I'm starting the day with. Also today on Twitch, Jack and Owen are back from 6 p.m. British summertime for Football Manager based shenanigans as the career of Cultaholic FC continues to be guided. No word on whether or not they were planning to join the Super League. I'm sure they'll tell us about it later. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am joined by star of ICW and Future Shock Wrestling, Molly Spartan. Molly talks all about her career getting into professional wrestling, her fandom, which includes an amazing book of notes and reviews from Monday Night Raw episodes. We dig through that book. And as well as choosing three wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island, we take time to pay tribute to somebody that trained Molly Spartan, who we lost just a few short years ago, as Molly pays tribute to the great Adrian Lionheart McCallum.
Adrian, let's use his real name. It was like the first ICW tour, and we were in the Coco in London, and Adrian was in the ring running drills with me, and he stopped for a moment and he sort of just looked over to where everybody was going to be sitting that night, and he turned to me and he went, I have this picture of one day that you'll stand in the middle of a ring and you will cut this promo and the room will be silent. And the day that I achieve that, I know I've done something right. I want to still honour him. I've still got to do that. Oh, Jesus Christ. How proud he would be of everybody now who's like moved on to NXT UK, like how proud he'd be of Viper and how proud he'd be of Kaylee and how they still wear those armbands every time they go out and perform on WWE, because he would have been watching every single move they made. But yeah, there's actually a photo that I look at often. It's myself, Adrian, Noam and Shah, and it's on our way to the Coco. We're going through London and we're hanging at the sunroof of this tour bus. For some reason, that day sort of replays in my head a lot. But yeah, I still need to cut that promo because by God, I'm going to do it. Ah, what are you doing to me, Tom? I may be a hard and stone-hearted, for Christ's sake.
You can hear more from Molly Spartan on the Cultaholic podcast feed later today with a brand new episode of Desert Island Grabs. And at youtube.com/cultaholic, proof that you don't need to be there for a long time to have a good time, we give you the 10 shortest pay-per-view wrestling matches ever. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.